Are you ready to stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? Well, in order for that to happen, you need to break free from the bad beliefs that are holding your success hostage. You need to optimize the stress by turning it into extra energy for success. And those hurtful habits? Well, we need to give that pain a purpose for progress. Welcome to Stop the Self-Sabotage and Create the Life You Desire podcast. When's the last time you did something that was going to make getting to your goal even more challenging than before you started? And you were saying things to yourself such as, what the hell was I thinking? What's wrong with me? No, I'm not supposed to have that. Or you looked at something that you wanted, but it was going to cause a problem with you getting your goal. And you're like, no, can't have it. Well, therein lies the challenge, because no is not a behavior. I'll give you an example using my pup. So I have it's like an 8-foot wooden privacy fence that divides my yard and the yard behind me. And in the yard behind me are three small dogs that just love to yip and bat at the fence. And then I have my puppy on the other side of it, who's right now a little over 7 months and north of 100 pounds. And he's enjoying exploring his size. He's found that he can jump, and he can jump all 4 feet off the ground. So he hears them on the other side fence, can't see them, and he jumps up against the fence, all four paws, and I'm watching the fence sway back and forth, thinking to myself, no, I do not want to be replacing this fence. I'm sharing all of this with his trainer, and so trainer Laura said, well, how'd you respond? And I said, I'm screaming at Thor going, no, stop, don't do that. And she's like, yeah, no is not a behavior that a dog can sustain. And I'm like, well, you know what? It's not a behavior people can sustain either. And since we're supposed to be more intelligent than dogs, although nowadays I see some people and I really question that. But anyways, so she's like, what do you want him to do instead? And I'm like, oh, that's a great question, because I was focusing on the behavior that I didn't want him to do. I'm like, you know what? He can come over. We can play kick the soccer ball. I can chase him around with one of his toys. And she said, okay, keep in mind, recall is the death of fun for a dog unless you make rewarding that recall more valuable than the behavior they're engaging in. Did you get that? Death of fun. So what you're going to replace the behavior with that you just were contemplating, or you already did, unless you make the new behavior more valuable, more rewarding than the other behavior, then it's going to feel like walking to the gallows. Or, as I like to say, beatings will continue until morale improves. Okay. So what is it that we need to do so you can stop the self-sabotage and create the life you desire? What if it's with healthier eating and you're having to say no to some foods that you liked indulging in before? Well, what else can you indulge in? Maybe is it getting online and seeing what it is that the new shirt that you're going to buy, or maybe the sweater that is going to be more appealing than what that food was. And you don't wait to buy the clothes for the new size you're going to be. You need to be purchasing new things along the way as a reward. Or getting to that goal is going to be walking the gallows. Worked with a client last night who we were talking about value dominance hierarchy, and that your values for your goals, you need to put them in order. And a lot of people are conflicted because they have everything at the same level, and you just cannot do that. Something has to take precedence. And she decided that getting a goal at the end of the year was more significant to her than taking a weekend trip coming up in 2 weeks. I'm like, that's fabulous that you decided to delay your gratification. That's showing intelligence. We've got a goal at the end of the year that is bigger than this smaller weekend trip. I said, but you still need to reward yourself. So what is it that you can do over that weekend that would still feel good? It may still take an expenditure of money, but not the full amount because this other goal at the end of the year is more important. And she's like, oh my gosh, yeah, me and my significant other, I've been wanting a new dress. So I can go out, I can get a new sweater dress, and maybe we can go out and do something like dinner and a movie. Excellent. Because she couldn't just completely cut it off. And again, recall is the death of fun. No, she's bringing in that part of her, that identity that was going, oh, let's go out and let's do something fun but very expensive. She's needing to bring that identity back in and inform it that, you know what, we're going to have the fun, just not at this level, because we have this other level of fun that is going to be more significant, that's just going to be a couple of months later. Okay, so no is not a behavior that can be maintained. Deprivation is not the way to go, because when you start depriving yourself, then your powerful mind is going to look around and it's going to find all the other ways that you need to be deprived. Your RAS, your reticular activating system, first looks for pain, and if it finds pain that it has not been given a purpose for progress, then it'll find more pain that will create crisis, drama, is unresolvable problems. So yeah, being disciplined is painful, but we're choosing it because we have discovered something that is more valuable than in the moment. So a goal that is more valuable, and it's going to bring us out more with our unique capacities and capabilities. So this is how we use hypnosis, is that I put you into that suggestible state, and I ask your powerful mind to find all the substitutions that will actually make long-term success sticky, that it sticks to you instead of you having to go out and work so hard for it, walking the gallows. How about if we ask your powerful mind to find things that are valuable, that bring you out your magnificence and brilliance, and that way it isn't always so difficult in trying to get to those goals, that we make success, reaching greater heights of success, easier with less effort. Okay. So if you want to talk to me about hypnosis and how it can assist you with that, you can go to dawnlandrum.com and you'll see the tab there where you can set your complimentary coaching session, where I will give you at least one tip, tool, or technique that you can use that same day to begin to get some same-day results. Won't get you resolution. We have to get the agreement of your subconscious mind for you to create the life you desire, but it will get you some relief. Or you can go to canhypnosishelpyou.com and my other website, look at more about what hypnosis is and isn't, and sign up for your complimentary consult there. Okay, so stop the self-sabotage, create the life you desire. No is not a behavior. Finding what you can say yes to that's going to be more valuable and brings you out at your brilliance, your magnificence is. Recall is the death of fun unless you find something that's going to be more rewarding than what it is in the current moment. Until we get together again, hey, stop with the beatings, okay? Morale will improve when you use your magnificence. What I'm getting ready to share is not for everybody. But if you are the type of person that has been through some stuff in your life, and you want to assist others to where they don't either have to go through it, or when they are in it, you want to help them get through to the other side to upgrade as quick as possible. Well, maybe you should marry your passion of helping others with the profit of your own holistic business by becoming a certified hypnotist. Because as a CH, you now have a process and a system that you will be taught that will allow you to showcase your brilliance as well as the BBS that you've been through, bad belief systems. It allows you to showcase that in a way that assists others. And here's the great thing. Every time you give someone a suggestion for them to be their best, it can actually boomerang back to you to where it also helps you. That means the more people that you assist living a high quality life, then it also works for you automatically. Okay, if this sounds like something that you might want to investigate, then go to dawnlandrum.com and click on Become a Certified Hypnotist and see exactly what the program offers you. Besides just the fact that it's virtual, you can attend from anywhere, and you can get your certification by 2 evenings a week for just 12 weeks. Okay, if you have any questions, you can reach out to me, 636-699-7791. Or there is a button that will pop up on the CH page that says, am I the right instructor for you? And you can click on it and set a time for us to chat. And if I'm not a fit for you, I'll be able to guide you in who you should be looking for. It is time to give your pain a fuller purpose for progress that goes beyond just you. Let's support those that are looking for you, that have a story similar to yours, and you can help them add on an additional chapter that's going to be about the success in their life, and it was because you were there to support them.